Talking with First Ward Councilman Mike Trithewey, who is not very pleased about a possible development for part of that former Highland Country Club site. The majority of it has already been turned into wetlands and nature lands by the Ottawa County Parks and Recreation Commission. But now a group wants to put together a Villas of Holland condominium complex, senior living. You're not too pleased with the idea. Explain why this Villas of Holland idea may not be the best for 25 acres of that site.
Well, good morning, Gary, and I may not be pleased with it, but I do represent the citizens of the Holland Heights area. I'm looking for input from them. But one of the reasons I'm not is because of the comments that I've heard from those constituents in the past about the density of the area. We enjoy maybe a little bit larger lots, a little bit more space between our homes. And now we're looking at 68 new individual units being put in a very small area. That density just does not fit what I call the infill of the neighborhood. And the type of construction that's going on there, or proposed to be going on there, doesn't play well with the natural land that's there. There has to be a lot of filling because these are slabs being put on top of the ground. And if anybody's been around that area at all, they know there's a bunch of hills, a bunch of topographical areas that need to be flattened out to be able to put these homes on there. This is much better, I believe, than the original plan that was there a couple of years ago with the multi-story buildings fitting better into the neighborhood. But by the time they raise the land up and do all the infill, these are going to be setting up in the air quite big with some pretty steep slopes. So there's some ecological issues to be looked at also.
The question then becomes another question I think has to be considered is access to the facility, because it is going to bring more traffic into that area. And really, to a certain extent, the area between, you know, 8th Street and Country Club Drive was not meant to have a lot of traffic going in and out, was it?
Well, Country Club and Legion are, I guess, what the engineers considered as local or through roads. Supposedly, from what we heard from the engineer last night, the road would be able to handle it as a road base. They're talking about putting now a four-way stop at Country Club and Legion, which is going to be a very different situation for those that have been driving through there for an awful long time. According to the studies, and I guess you can take numbers and twist them any way you want, there's only supposed to be an increase of maybe 300 or 400 cars per day for this type of living, as opposed to what we're being told is 9 trips per day for single residential homes. That's 362 plus projected traveling through that area that is not used to that. There is some argument that when the Country Club was there, people playing golf, coming and going, and all the events that went there, there was that much traffic, but that was very spotty at best. That inclusion, the Holland Heights has been, to me, a little unfairly packed with high-density housing, be it on 16th Street or Waverly or whatever the case may be, 24th Street. And this is just one more, I think, to cram it in. And, Gary, this is the last big area that we have to be developed. We get one chance at this. Granted, what's there now is not the optimum. The building has been sitting vacant for a number of years. It's in deplorable conditions. It should come down. We did lose some tax base there. I understand that. But I will be listening to the residents. Right now I've got about a 50-50 split on it. This will be coming to council, I believe, next week for a first reading at our business meeting for the rezoning. The site plan was approved last night, which council really has nothing to say about. We do have to have a hearing on the rezoning, however, and I truly believe I don't think there's anybody that has any fallacy out there that this is going to stay the way it was unless somebody can come up with some money and just let it be. Something's going to happen there, but what that something is has yet to be determined. I think it's too much in too small an area that will not fit in the neighborhood.